Okay, we have a request for a 10-minute halach shiur from Mikey Gross on the topic of going to the mikvah on Shabbos. Just a word of caution, don't do it in Camp Keli, because if you go into the lake on Shabbos, you will get thrown out of camp if you go into the lake without a lifeguard in general. So, but in general, if you have a mikvah available to you, let's say you're in a Hasidic community, and you, or in any community, I guess, and the mikvah is available, is one permitted to use the mikvah on Shabbos? So a couple of things that need to be fleshed out in terms of background information in order to properly address this issue. When it comes to bathing on Shabbos, there is an Isser Bishul D'Oraisa, that one is certainly not allowed to heat water on Shabbos, because that would be a violation of a Melacha D'Oraisa in Bishul. The Gemara goes even so far as to say in Shabbos Daf Mem that they made a Gzeira Midrabanan, that even if water was heated before Shabbos, one is not even allowed to bathe in that water on Shabbos. This is what's called the Gzeiras HaBalanim, that it used to be the people who would keep the bathhouses would want to provide their customers with hot water, so they would violate the halacha in keeping the water warm so that their customers would be happy. And when the Chum saw that they were violating the halacha in how they warmed the water, they said, you know what, you're not allowed to bathe at all in warm water on Shabbos, we're just going to shut the bathhouses on Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara Maseches Shabbos says, that once they saw that the Balanim were lying, they even prohibited chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. The Gemara says they prohibited zeya as well, which is to go for a shvitz, they call it, to enjoy a sauna, a steam. And initially they even asked chamei tevaria, which are naturally hot springs, but the Gemara says they pulled back on that chumra and they were matir chamei tevaria eventually. The Ran in Masech Shabbos over there writes in Daf Yilches Amud Aleph B'Daf Erev that even the Balanim weren't violating Bishul D'Oraisa. No one was doing that. It's that the Balanim were violating Shehiya, which is Nisim Midrabanan, of leaving something on an open flame going into Shabbos. But the Chum didn't like that either. They didn't like that this violation was happening either, and therefore they asked for bathing even in warm water that was warmed before Shabbos. What about bathing in cold water? Medina de Gemara, 100% mutter. The Gemara says even Chamei Tveria are 100% mutter. Nevertheless, Magen Avraham and Simshin Chavav Sivkat Nechaz Shulchan Acharav over there in Sivav all point out, based on the Maril, that the minig is that we don't even bathe in cold water. And this is quoted by the Truma Sedeshin as well, that this is the minig that we don't bathe in cold water. By the way, it just happens to be a lot of people think that swimming on Shabbos is aser only because you might come to build a raft. L'chora, it's aser because of this also. Pools are typically heated, and one is not allowed to bathe his body in any water that is heated, even if it's heated totally b'derech heter, even if it's happening all by itself, or even if it's totally cold water and it's freezing cold. Still, l'chora, it's at the very least a violation of the minhag. Now, they quote from the Chazon Ish and the Minchas Yitzchak that maybe this iser, this minhag of not bathing even in cold water, does not include showering. Maybe it's only when it comes to bathing. However, Rav Moshe Narachaim Chelek Dal Siman Ayin Hey disagrees, and he thinks the minhag is also not to shower at all on Shabbos. However, even according to the Mekilim, if you turn on the hot water even just a little bit to take the chill out of the cold water on Shabbos, so then you're violating Bishul D'Oraisa, because you're allowing new cold water to go into the hot water tank and that's getting heated up. So that would certainly be a violation, as well as many other issues that can come up with showering or bathing on Shabbos, using a bar of soap, squeezing out the hair with schita, all the rest. But that's just some of the background information about bathing on Shabbos in general. Now, why would one need to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Well, it depends who the one is. If one is a woman, she may need to go to the mikvah on Shabbos for a very strong, legitimate reason that she has to be tovel minidasa. And tevila bizman a mitzvah, according to some Rishonim, even though we don't paskin that way, but certainly midin shalom bayis, midin mitzvah sona, there is a requirement for a woman to go to the mikvah on time, and there's a mitzvah of puravu, so a woman is supposed to go to the mikvah on time. So going on Shabbos is going to be a very major tzorech when it comes to a woman. Why would a man feel like he needs to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? So I remember we asked Mori Verabir of Mordechai Willig when he came to DRS once. They asked him about going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos and going to the mikvah on Shabbos, and Rav Willig said, I don't understand. You go to the mikvah Erev Yom Kippur. What do you need to go to? He's like, well, where did this come from? He didn't know where who invented this. this. He didn't understand why in a modern Orthodox community they were asking him about that. Is this a Hasidic community? He didn't realize Widmer is a Hasidic community. But there are two reasons that a person might want to go to the mikvah that a man might want to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. One is for Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra was that a Balkeri has to be Tovel before he learns Torah, and he says Dvarim Shebikdusha, he has to be Tovel Mikiryo, even though Takanas Ezra was Takana that Ein Rov Tzibur Yichon Lamudba, and therefore Takanas Ezra is Batel, but one might want to be Makpid to observe Takanas Ezra. And the other possibility, which is the more common possibility, is for extra Tosefes Kedusha, that going to the mikvah enhances the Kedusha, brings the base on the Arizal, that even if one went to the mikvah already on Erev Shabbos, yeah, but that's an Erev Shabbos Tevila. On Shabbos morning, he's ready for an enhanced level of Kedusha, the Arizal writes. So that's the other reason that one would want to go to the mikvah. So what are the issues with Tevila? Well, one, we have the issue of bathing that we just mentioned. So when the mikvah is heated, it would seem to be a violation of the Gzeres HaBalanim. That's going to need to be dealt with. If the mikvah is not heated, it would seem to be a violation of the minag, at least, of the maril in Trumas HaDeshen, which would need to be dealt with. But then there's an additional issue of going to the mikveh, and that is the issue of tikkun mana, that the Gemara in Beitza Daf Yud Ches says that you're not allowed to tovel kelim on Shabbos, because it's a violation of tikkun mana b'Shabbos, of like makah b'patish, that you're taking something that was unusable and making it better, making it usable. So it's similar to the issur of being mafresh Trumas HaMaisos on Shabbos, that you're taking this food that you couldn't eat, and now you're making it edible, you're making it something that people are able to eat. So when the Gemara in Beitza is very clear, though, that when it appears that a person is going lekarer, he's just going to cool himself off, and you can't tell the difference. For all we know, he's not going for any tevila to tovel anything mitumaso. Maybe he's just going in to cool himself off. Then it would be mutter. The Gemara is makel in that case. For example, let's say a person's clothing is tame, the Gemara says, and he wants to be mitar of the clothing by dipping it in the mikvah, so he could just go in with the clothing on his body, and everyone's going to think he's just going in to cool himself off because it's a hot day, and they're not going to realize that his kavana is also to be mitaher the clothing, and that's fine, and that's going to be mutter. The Trumas HaDeshen writes in that tshuva in Reish Nunei that since our minug is not to bathe at all on Shabbos, l'chora we no longer have that heter of it looks like you're going lekarer, because it doesn't look like you're going. It better not look like you're going lekarer. Our minug is that we don't go lekarer either. We don't go to cool ourselves off either. So what do the poskim have to say about this? About going to the mikvah on Shabbos? So we have to distinguish between women and men. When it comes to women, Shmuel Sedeshen in that tshuva says that she could have gone before, if she could have gone before Shabbos, and she delayed and didn't go till Shabbos. Let's say your Lel Tzvila was really Thursday night, but she got lazy about it. She decided she's going to go Friday night instead. Shmuel Sedeshen says she should not go on Shabbos because it's a violation of Tikkun Mana, and she was being mitar herself. She should absolutely not go. If, however, he says it's her actual Lel Tzvila on Friday night, then she can go, because the mitzvah of Puruvu and the mitzvah Sona overrides the minag not to go. And the Raman, Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Siv Bey, says that in places where the minag is to be machmir for this Trumas HaDeshen, that when it's not a Lel Tevila not to go, they should continue with that chumrah. But he doesn't think that a place has to begin that chumrah, has to start that chumrah, and that really make her adin, even if it's not her Lel Tevila, the Rama writes, she can go on Shabbos. And that's a many poskim are makel, that even if she could have gone before, she can go Friday night. The Eshal of Rami Bachat writes this in Simon Shin Chavav, the Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Kufza Dizayin in Yerodea, Rav Vazner in Shevet Alevi. So the Aruch HaShulchan just points out that if you think about it, even men nowadays are Tovel on Shabbos morning. You're going to tell a woman, you can be Machmir on a woman, he finds it unthinkable that you're going to let a man go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning, and you can tell a woman, oh, because you could have gone Thursday night, you're not going to be allowed to go Friday night. It can't be that you're going to be allow a man who has no reason to go, and then a woman who has a real reason to go, you're not going to let her go. So he thinks that we're makel on this on this issue. What about warm water? What about the bathing in warm water issue, which is min adin, which was gzeres habalanim? So many poskim, including Badei Ashulchan, Shira Shevet Alevi, allow for warm water because they assume that the mitzvah of tevila is docha the gzeres habalanim. Now, what do they mean by that? There's a carbon asana l'masecha Shabbos in the second paragraph of Masecha Shabbos, Os Kuf. It's the third Os Kuf in the second paragraph. It's a carbon asana when he gets to Taf, he starts again. So the third Os Kuf in the second parak of Masechta Shabbos, Karmen Sanal simply suggests that they were never gozer b'chi agavna, that they were gozer gzeres merchatzos, but not for a tzvila. Not for a tevila b'mei mikvah. There goes there gzeres habalanim, not to go to a bath. But a tevila is not a bath. And therefore, you can go even, l'chaura, according to the Karban Asano, piping hot mikvah. Perfectly fine for a woman to go into a mikvah that's as hot as anything. However, many of the poskim assume that if the mikvah is poshrin, it would solve the problem. That if the mikvah is not very hot, but it's just warm, lukewarm, that would solve the problem. And because the gzeres habalanim was only against very hot water. This is nogeh when it comes to the issue of showering on yantif. That if you assume that the reason one is not allowed to shower on yantif is because of the gzeres habalanim, l'chora one would be allowed to shower in lukewarm water, water that is not included in that gzera. What is the definition of poshrim? So that's an interesting discussion in its own right. Some of the poskim suggest, the sharetzin on the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah and Shin Chavav suggests that poshrim is less than Yad Soledes. Anything that's less than Yad Soledes, which is pretty hot. If you go just like 1 degree below Yad Soledes, you're talking 109 degrees, like that's pretty hot. But others suggest, no, it's enough to take the chill out. Okay, machlokas to machlokas in the Rishonim, and it plays out as a machlokas in the poskim as well. In the Chacham Tzvi, he suggests that the best thing for a woman to do is to be toveles bein hashmashos, because the whole issur is only an issur midrabanan, and we don't have an issur shvus bein hashmashos, a shvus, an issur midrabanan, you're not going to be goes there during bein hashmashos. So if the woman goes during bein hashmashos, that would be the best. However, the Karmen Sanal says that doesn't make any sense. He says, if the Bein HaShemashos, when she's going, is already Laila, so then you didn't solve the problem. You're violating the Gezerah. And if it's Yom, then it's too early. She shouldn't be going to the mikveh yet. She's only supposed to be going to the mikveh when it's night. That's why the Karban Sanal came on to his Chiddush, that it must be that there's just no Gezerah when it comes to Tevila. Because he can't accept that Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. What about when it comes to men? So I think this is probably what Mikey was asking about, right? What about when it comes to men? So if the reason he's going is for the Tevilas Balkeri, so the Magen Avraham in Shin Chavav, Sivkat Nechas, and Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nechavdal, all say that it's not a violation of Tikkun Mana because we're no longer Makbid on Takanas Ezra. The Gra, however, is a little more concerned about the concerns of the Trumas Hadashad, that a person should not be going even for no reason to the mikvah. But nevertheless, if a person wants to be Tovel Mikirio, so then that's his minag. So we don't think that that's a violation of Tikkun Mana. But what about just taking a bath? It's not going to be a problem with Tikkun Mana. You're going for Tosefes Kedusha, but it's still a violation of taking a bath. So Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Bir Halacha also, and the Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, all say that it's probably not a violation of bathing if you're going in cold water, certainly. But even if you're going in cold water, one should be careful not to wring out their hair or their beard. You have to be careful of the ancillary issues, like schita. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that people go al pi chachmas hanister and they consider it a mitzvah, but if one is doing it al pi chachmas hanister and they're considering it a mitzvah, you have to just be careful that you're not violating any other halachos. Rav Moshe or Chaim Chel Dalid Simon Ayin Dalid, in that long tshuva to Rabbi Eider, at the very end of the tshuva, in the second response to a rechitza related issue, he says that not to be tovel in warm water, that a man should not be tovel in warm water on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it just shouldn't be very hot, that it shouldn't be exceedingly hot. And like we pointed out, that would probably depend on what your definition of mayim poshrin is. But he says not to use hot water. However, the Divrei Chaim in the Tshuva writes that the minhag is to be makel even with very hot water. So, and he says, Hanach lem li Yisrael. That's the minhag. Probably Divrei Chaim was assuming, like the Karban Asanel, that the Gezerah simply doesn't apply. But it seems that, and I think this pretty much breaks down along Hasidic and not Hasidic lines in terms of whether a person can be tovel in a hot mikvah. That Hasidic Shaposkim are more somech on the Karban Asanel, and Ramesh and the others are not somech on that Karban Asanel and say you have to make sure that you're not using hot water, that you're only using mayim poshim. However, a word of caution. The Avnei Nezer in Tavkuf Chavav, Osios Yud Beis in Yud Gimel, says that if you're going to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and the water is warm at all, then to not stay in the water any longer than necessary. Because if you're staying in the water longer than is absolutely necessary, that would violate bathing on that would violate the issue of bathing on Shabbos. The whole head of the Karbanos Hanel would certainly fall away. Karbanos Hanel says they would never go there when it's for the sake of Tefillas Mitzvah, but if you're just hanging out there because you're enjoying the warmth of the water on a cold day, so that's not a good thing. So you should go, you dip, and you come out. What if your minhag is to dip, with the minhagamar, 7 times, 24 times, 150 times, whatever, people have different minhagim, so it would seem that would still, whatever your minhag is, it would seem that's still in the category of the tevila, of the tzorach tevila, versus just hanging around to bathe. In Shubas Laharus, Nasser Menachem Gestetner also writes that he to be makvid for the Savnei Nezer, and especially since it's clear when you're staying there for a long time that it's not Litzarech Tefila, and you'd lose the head of the Karbanos Hanel. So at the end of the day, our minhag is women definitely go to the mikveh on Friday night, even if it's not there's man tevila, although we certainly encourage women to go on time and try to make sure not to go try to make sure that if their lel tevila is really earlier in the week, not to delay it until Friday night. But if push comes to shove and she didn't, we'd allow a woman to go on Friday night. When it comes to a man going to the mikveh, machlokes haposkim whether he's allowed to go into a hot mikveh, but most of the poskim assume that he's allowed to go into at least a cold or a lukewarm mikveh. Okay.